My reaction at the end there, that was pretty good. I said, wow. So thank you. Thank you. Let's sing. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Sing from our hymn books, number 12. I know that song is our testimony. Great is thy faithfulness. Number 12. Those who'd like to stand as we sing, please join me. praise you, great God. We worship you, faithful God. Faithful God, we worship you this morning, Lord. We lift our hearts to you in worship and praise and adoration. Your holy name, our faithful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You've been faithful to us, Lord. You are faithful to your people, Lord. You are faithful to your promises. Hallelujah. Faithful to your word. Faithful to the work of your Son. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. God of salvation, we worship you. We praise you, O Lord. We worship you this morning. Thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We praise you for your truth and your faithfulness. We give you thanks at the remembrance of your holiness. Oh, we worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Seated. Hallelujah. What a privilege and a blessing it is for us to be together in God's house this morning. And we are His house. And we worship Him. The day before yesterday, it was Friday, late afternoon, I was in the hospital visiting my Aunt Martha. And couple other people were there, and she's very sick. And we started to pray and worship the Lord. We read from the scripture, we sang, and that was the song we sang. Great is thy faithfulness. And she would tell you that she's not a singer, but she sang. She sang pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, and worship the Lord with us. And it's in my heart to just ask you all to join in prayer for her and for her family today. She would have been here. In fact, she was planning to be here for the fourth period, and then she needed to stay home. Dear Lord, we just want to pray your blessing upon our sister Martha. This day we thank you for your faithfulness to her. We thank you for providing everything that she has needed. We thank you for pardon for sin. We thank you for a peace that passes understanding, that fills her heart. We thank you for this, Lord, and we pray that you will keep her, as we heard before, stayed upon Jehovah, finding perfect peace and rest in the midst of this trial, Lord. We thank you that we know that you are a great God and a faithful God, and you are able to meet every need of hers, Lord. We thank you that she knows and loves and serves you, Lord Jesus. And we pray that today, on your day, that resurrection life shall be ministered to her, Lord, that you will encourage and quicken her in body and soul and spirit, that you will bless in a great way, Lord, this day as she looks to you. We just pray for your life and your strength to be ministered, your great grace, your abundant grace, your all-sufficient grace, and bless our whole family, we pray. Thank you for each one of them, and especially we pray for her husband, Brother Gordon, and Brother Philip, Lord. We just pray that you'll bless them today and encourage their hearts and bless the church family as well there at Williamsburg, and make today a wonderful day when Jesus becomes more real and Jesus ministers out of his fullness to them. Lord, against all of their need, we thank you for your great provision. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you for this morning as we can gather together to worship you. Lord, help us as we offer ourselves to you to do so unreservedly. Lord, we just come to you this morning. We just look to you this morning. We just worship you this morning and thank you that we have this privilege and an honor to love you and to serve you this morning in your house. And we pray that you will have your way here at camp. Lord, bless this day. Have your way in each life. And as we look to you and listen for you and love you, we pray that you will minister to each one of our hearts, Lord. And we thank you for this. We also want to pray that you will bless in our home churches, that you will bless the ministry of your word today and the gathering of your people unto yourself. We pray, O Lord, that you will do great and mighty things, Lord. As your word goes forth, we pray that your spirit shall work conviction in hearts, that the light of your truth shall shine into minds and hearts today, that there shall be a mighty drawing to Jesus today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's also sing number, I think it's 51. You can go in that neighborhood anyway. I'm wanting to sing Holy, Holy, Holy. Yes, 51. We come before his presence with singing. Number 51. once more, verse 3.
Holy,
page to 55, and let's sing together. For this we must stand again and sing the Gloria Patri, page 55. It's so short you're going to want to sing it twice, so that'll be worth it to stand. Come. Son and Holy Spirit, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a scripture reading. I've asked one of our young ladies to come and read the 19th Psalm to us. Come, Ashley.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thank you. This is God's word. And he has promised to bless his word to our hearts. I have a commentary on the Psalms at home, and for Psalm 19, the writer has this title, The Big Book and the Little Book. So the first half of the psalm is about creation, as you heard, and how God has revealed himself in all that we see around us, and then how he reveals himself to the believing heart through his word, by the Holy Spirit. And he works to change us and make us what he wants us to be. That's certainly the purpose of God's revelation, not just to fill our heads with knowledge, although that's important, knowing God is such a wonderful thing, but that we might come into relationship with him. So that's why we are blessed with the big book and the little book, which is as big and bigger than the big book you were thinking. Amen. So, I was so happy when I heard that Brother John Munsinger was coming this morning. Rarely, when I speak, do I actually see evidence that my words are somehow having any kind of an effect. It's all by faith. But Brother John blessed me recently once by, this was in the men's class, and we were studying the book of Ephesians, and we were to that prayer at the end of Ephesians 3, and there it speaks about the glory of the Lord, and it says this little phrase that we sang a moment ago, world without end, world without end. And I tried to explain what that means, that it means forever. And some of the men in my class had such a hard time with that, and I just stopped and they had all their little ideas about what World Without End meant, especially two of them. And I just couldn't get it across. And I used my hands. I was saying, World Without End, it just means forever, you know. It's an old expression that means, and we were back and forth. And since then, by the way, I've sung that song in meeting a bit more often, that Gloria Patri that says World Without End in it. But anyway, Brother John was sitting near the back, and he was being so blessed. He was so blessed by my frustration. He was just he was just sitting there with this big smile, and he was even shaking a little every so often. It was just so that was, I got blessed too. But I just want to say that his ministry has been of inestimable blessing to me, and I know in our Sunday school and in our church. Now, I don't know if any of that was observable either, Brother John, but I'll tell you. And I'm glad that he's here with us this morning. We'd love to hear something from him. Come.